They also had a coordinator who was an expert on Africa and spoke French. It was not, Robert the Fox said reprovingly in Johnny's ear, walking up the wide aisle from the back, the best planned raid he had ever participated in. And where was Johnny going? The coordinator was a young lad called David Fox. He had recovered from having a Russian drag him out of bed before dawn, jumble his possessions into a bundle and his reference books into a pack, and spirit him to the plane. Sitting with the co-pilot and next to Johnny, the coordinator was babbling away happily.
We have an operation going in that part of Africa. I think it used to be called the Rainforest. So if this is all hush-hush, you better stay clear of the Federation unit operating there. We didn't know there was a mine site up north of there.
You're lucky you didn't get your heads blown off,
said Robert the Fox, leaning over the back of the co-pilot's seat.
Well, you see, we're not really a war unit. We don't operate like that. This is the first time we've felt a need for such hardware, as you raiders call it.
You mean you were going to fight Cyclos?
Oh, no,
was the quick response.
The Brigantes. Usually tribes are so happy to see us they're delirious, but...
What's a Brigante?
Said Robert the Fox. This certainly wasn't a well-researched, well-planned raid. He didn't even know their target or purpose. Well, it turned out that the Brigantes, as they called themselves, were a pretty strange lot. A coordinator had been dropped into a ruined city in that area to see whether anybody was alive, and he'd almost gotten blown to bits with a grenade.
Grenade? Cyclos don't use grenades.
Well, they knew that.
This was a powder grenade, smoking powder, bright orange flash. And then the coordinator was about to do battle with a club while bellowing into his radio for help. And a very old man crawled out of a wrecked basement and apologized in French. He was a very tattered old man, on his last pins. He'd been left to die by his squad, because he was old now and couldn't keep up. Turned out he called himself a Brigante. He thought the coordinator was a cyclo at first glimpse. Then he saw he was human and now thought the coordinator was part of a relief team sent by the bank.
The what?
From both Thor and Sir Robert.
Well, seems like they had some kind of legend that they would be relieved by somebody, and they'd held on to it for over 1,000 years. Incredible they could keep a tradition going that long.
What exactly?
Demanded Sir Robert, liking his information a little more crisp.
Is a Brigante?
Well, that's what's making it so hard to really get in solid contact with them. And right this minute they have 3 coordinators in there in hopes of doing that. What's a Brigante? Well, it seems like at the time of the disaster, this is all according to this abandoned old man, of course, not confirmed, some big international bank wanted to overthrow one of those African countries that had gotten its freedom from some people called colonialists. And then it borrowed a lot of money and had a military coup and wouldn't pay the bank back or something like that. What's a Brigante? Well, I'm telling you. So this international bank collected up a lot of what they called mercenaries, soldiers for hire, and put together a 1,000-man unit. They were going to use nerve gas and wipe out this government. And all these mercenaries were equipped with gas masks like our air masks, only they filter outside air. Yes, I'm getting to it. These were also called soldiers of fortune in ancient times. So they were just about to make their attack on the government of this new country and were lying out in some mines in the desert. Old salt mines. And the Cyclos hit the planet. Well, they had these gas masks.
Salt,
said Johnny.
Neutralizes Cyclo gas.